In Watertown, high school band students were barred from performing a piece of music tied to LGBTQ+ history, but the composer of the piece conducted an alternate concert with the students last night. It's Thursday, May 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new memo sheds some light on the financial hole that could have been dug under a budget surplus deal, which recently died in the legislature.
It would have put the next budget into a tougher position, a genuinely tougher position.
And a new study looks at the prevalence of Lyme disease in Wisconsin's ticks just in time for summer. Stay with us.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Watertown filled with sound last night when students and community members took the stage to play A Mother of Revolution. The composer, Omar Thomas, was there to conduct his piece, which has inspired controversy in the community. The high school band was supposed to perform the piece of music this past Monday, but because Thomas dedicated the instrumental composition to a trans activist, it was banned by the local school board. Thomas told the audience he hopes the music he writes inspires people to tell their own stories and to listen to the experiences of others with empathy.
Because it's in this common storytelling that we kind of fill in the gaps of humanity. We start to learn about one another. We start to see all the ways in which we intersect. And then all of our differences become places of fascination rather than points of fear.
The event drew hundreds of people in person, and more than 3,000 people watched it online. A failed deal aimed at tax relief and school funding would have left Wisconsin in the red by billions of dollars. That's according to a memo released yesterday by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The spending deal broker between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders would have sent direct payments to most income taxpayers, ended the income tax on cash tips and overtime, and boosted special education funding. According to the Fiscal Bureau, if the bill had passed, it would have helped put a $3 billion hole into the state checking account. Jason Stein directs the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
I think the simplest way to put it is it would have put the next budget into a tougher position, a genuinely tougher position. Would it be manageable? I mean, in the end, everything can be managed, but could it be easily managed? Not necessarily.
Critics said the deal spent too much at a time of economic uncertainty. Supporters say increased tax revenue over time would have helped cover the costs of the deal. A project collecting ticks from across the state found that just over half of the tested deer ticks had the bacteria causing Lyme disease. Hope Kerwin has more on the study by researchers at Marshfield Clinic.
People have mailed in thousands of the insects since 2024 to Marshfield Clinic's Tick Inventory via Citizen Science Project. Just over a quarter of submissions in the first year were deer ticks. Of the 700 adult females tested, 51% carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Alexander Linz is the primary author of the report. She says the percentage was higher than expected, but it doesn't mean people have a 50-50 chance of getting Lyme disease. The risk is more like 3%. Linz pointed out that people mostly mailed in adult ticks.
That suggests that people are maybe missing finding the really small life stages of the deer tick, which are a major vector of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases.
The prevalence of Lyme-causing bacteria was higher in the fall and in ticks from southwestern Wisconsin. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced this week that it's providing close to $3 billion to speed up replacement of lead pipes. Wisconsin is set to receive $94 million. The money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law, and it's being doled out through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. It's one of the funds facing steep cuts under President Trump's proposed 2027 budget. The agency has faced pushback from Democrats and Republicans over proposed cuts to state revolving loan funds. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told lawmakers in a Senate subcommittee hearing last week that some states have not used that money.
We've been able to get more money out the door by reallocating money from states where they weren't spending the money.
The EPA said yesterday that more than $18 million is being redistributed. Wisconsin could receive another $850,000 from those funds. Coming up, the long fight over fluoride into forests' water may finally be over. Stay with us.
I'm Rachel Lohman. I own Analog Ice Cream and Coffee in Sister Bay. WPR sponsorship has been beneficial for my business because the audience supports business sponsors. The very first day my sponsorship aired, I had a customer come in and say, "Hey, I heard you on WPR this morning. Thanks." The WPR audience has been truly loyal to me as a business sponsor.
Learn more about business sponsorship at WPR.org/sponsor.
And finally, after more than a year of political twists and turns, fluoride will be returning to the water in DeForest. Sarah Lear has this update.
Many communities add fluoride to their water as a way to strengthen teeth and prevent cavities. But for decades, false information has been spreading about negative health effects from fluoridated water. Last year, DeForest trustees voted to stop adding fluoride. Since then, the board's makeup has shifted. And on Tuesday, trustees voted to restore fluoridated water. Trustee Jan Steffenhagen-Hahn voted against refluoridation. She said the topic has nearly torn DeForest apart.
I can't say that I have ever known it to be this awful, and I've been here most of my 60 years.
Steffenhagen-Hahn said she hopes villagers can come together as neighbors following this week's vote. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast. High temperatures in the 60s today, so a little bit cooler than the past few days. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. However, no rain expected. Still dry overnight with lows down into the 30s and 40s. Tomorrow, highs in the 60s, but a chance for some light rain later on. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Really glad you're here. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Shout out to Courtney. Big thanks for hosting the show while I've been gone for about the last 6 or so days. And of course, don't forget, you can always send us your feedback by leaving a rating and review wherever you're listening right now. It helps us understand what you like about the show, and it helps other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.